Wakey, good morning. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning. Snow FM breakfast.
G'day, Simo. I tell you what, I don't think I've ever walked to work to this place without walking through a spider's web. There are so many. I think I walked through about five this morning.
Hey, Spider-Man.
Well, the spiders hate me because I keep destroying their homes.
Without the cool web-slinging abilities.
I know, I'm Spider-Man, but without the coolness.
Did you get bitten?
I don't know.
Okay, so you're waiting for some lumps to appear or whatever?
Well, look, if a lump appears in the next 4 hours, you'll know why.
That's right. Still not as full-on as... I got some details on the coronavirus this morning.
Interesting. We're getting topical.
Yeah, they've changed up their... I'd hope so. They've changed up the name of what it's now called.
Is it named after... I mean, I don't want to be insensitive about the virus, but is it named after another beer? Have they changed that name?
Yeah, Bud Light.
VB virus?
No, not quite. I'll give you some details on that this morning. Also, our game of Survivor, or Survivor Island, Snow FM.
Yes, Snow FM Survivor. So yesterday we all went through to, what do they call it in Survivor? Jury something?
It's Tribal Council.
Tribal Council, that's
yesterday,
what
yeah.
Of. Yeah, so we all did Tribal Council and have voted one member of the Snow FM office out.
Yeah.
Conveniently, that member still has to come in and do their work. But they will be voted out of Radio Survivor.
You'll get to hear that before 8 o'clock. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning. Happy Wednesday.
And Simo, you're a fan of fish and chips, are you not?
Yeah, it goes real well. Not so much the hake. I can't remember what I get. There's a good fish out there.
Just one.
Yeah, there's a particular...
Just one. There's one particular fish that Simo would really love to eat.
Much like my fishing career.
Oh, what, you've only ever caught one fish?
Yeah, it was is it a King George or a Prince George? King George White?
I think King George. Yeah. I'm not a fish expert by any stretch of the imagination.
Straight off a jetty.
Yeah?
Yep.
How big was it? So what are we
talking? I was quite young, so it was as big as my head, and I have quite a large head.
I mean, I didn't want to say, but yes.
Yeah, so, no, I think that's the one I order as well,
out of spice.
Yeah.
Simo rules supreme that's over this type of fish.
You know, if you can dominate a fish, dominate the King George.
Fair enough. Well, the reason I bring up fish and chips is because one of the UK's leading food columnists has quite literally opened a can of worms by suggesting that we've all been eating fish and chips wrong our entire life, and there's the right way to do it, and none of us are doing it.
I can't recall if I caught the King George Whiting with worms or not, or if it was just some other kind of bait.
Mm-hmm.
But did he open the can of worms and then go fishing?
He opened a metaphoric can of worms.
Sorry.
He didn't actually go fishing with a can of worms by suggesting that we are all eating fish and chips wrong. Well, you know what we are all apparently doing wrong next.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, apparently we have all been eating fish and chips wrong our entire life.
I've just typically, I've been using my hands, I haven't been using cutlery.
Mm-hmm. I agree, I also use my hands when eating fish and chips. You've got to.
Definitely not chicken salt on the chips when you're getting fish.
Ooh.
Definitely not. There's no way.
I think I'll have to do a side-by-side comparison, of which I will do for lunch today.
Historically, though...
Let me get back to you.
Can you do the chicken salt when you're getting...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that fish is considered...
Not the chicken.
The chicken of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
More specifically, tuna. However, nah, it's got to be sea salt. Sea salt.
Yeah.
They go together.
I can see how that works. But salt aside...
Yeah.
Apparently, according to one of the UK's leading food columnists, we are all eating fish and chips wrong.
Oh,
what he suggests the right way of eating fish and chips is you peel off the batter around the fish after it's been cooked, obviously.
Yeah.
Peel off the batter, throw that away, and just eat the fish and the chips.
We'll just get it grilled.
I mean, that is the obvious. I mean, that's a very good point.
Who is this guy?
One of the UK's leading food columnists. Everyone doesn't say his name.
Right.
Which is probably for his safety. Safe to say the people online have been reacting to this and they have not been supporting this idea. Because why do you want to throw away the batter? That's like one of the nicest bits when it's so crunchy and all this sort of stuff.
This is really odd from the British as well, considering their fish and chips mentality is quite iconic.
Well, yeah, they do like their fish and chips. Yeah. And I mean, I hope it's just this one guy that peels off the batter. I don't want to go to England and order fish and chips and all of a sudden there's just massive batter bins. But
they are your people. You are a card-carrying Englishman.
Thank you. My parents are English, if that's what Simo means.
So would you get this guy and, like, you know, would you put him on a boat and just send him out into the world?
Well,
and...
no, because historically what the British have done is send their convicts to Australia, and I do not want this guy coming here.
Bat tornado. I've never come face to face with one.
A bat tornado?
Yeah.
Is that a tornado made out of cricket bats?
I don't know. I assume this isn't the scientific terminology, but a bat...
Is it not?
A bat tornado.
I'm shocked.
Thousands of bats have taken over a town with residents afraid to leave home or take their children to school.
So this is in Queensland,
yes.
In the town of Ingham.
North Queensland. Flying animals have taken over the town. And the bat tornado apparently so intense that local hospitals' air ambulance is grounded and impossible to fly.
Oh, wow, look at that. You've got a photo there on your screen. It's just of what I assume is the park there in Ingham.
Mm.
And just the sky is literally filled with bats.
Couldn't take the drone out that weekend.
Definitely not. Unless you have some kind of bat-shaped drone, in which case it would be fine.
There's apparently, oh, I've got a quote here, apparently there's four different species, and because they all have young at different times, there's hardly a window of opportunity we can interact and these bats. We can interact with these bats and try to move them on. So
I mean, that sounds like his attitude. He's just been defeated. So it's like, bow down to our new bat overlords.
I also enjoy the fact that they all have young at the different times, so it's like, you know, they don't want to like... It's like the bats are in the room. They can hear things are going on, but they don't want to interrupt.
No,
like, just let them go.
They just want to keep, like, bat kindergarten kind of in business all year round.
Yeah, so four different species all hanging out together. See, that's true community. Mm.
So how are people, like, dealing with this? Is there, like, can they go about their day-to-day life just with bats flying? Or
No, it just looks like they... stand there and watch.
Well, okay, you've got another picture on your screen now, which is a family of four staring towards the sky, which, go back to that picture of the family.
Yeah, go for it, yep.
You can see a little bit of the sky and, oh, no, yeah, sorry, there are bats.
There's bats even.
There are bats.
Yeah, everywhere. Mm-hmm. All through the skies there.
Do we know that they're all bats, or could one be, like, Count Dracula? Oh, there's one circled there. Is that one? This one we suspect is Dracula.
So the outspoken local politician, Bob Catter, you might be familiar with the guy in the hat.
Yes, I was going to mention his hat.
Yeah.
He's a bit like everyone's sort of crazy uncle that you kind of see at Christmas barbecues.
Is it an Akubra? I don't know if it is. Like, the type of hat, it's pretty iconic.
Yeah, for the purpose of this, we'll say yes.
He's come out and said that, he'd be down there with a shotgun just to, you know, help out the locals.
Okay, admittedly, a couple of things. I mean, I've never hunted bats in my life, but I would have thought perhaps a large net would do better than a shotgun.
Hmm.
And number two, anywhere where Bob Catter is there with a shotgun, I am going to make sure I'm nowhere near.
Yeah.
Well, anywhere any politician is with a shotgun, let's face it.
Who do you call, though?
Well, Bob Catter, obviously.
Yeah, but apart from him, is there anyone you call? Like, let's say that you're at home and then all of a sudden...
Batman.
Yeah, but... someone like that.
I mean, seriously, mate, your name suggests that you would be perfect for this job.
Do you need to see his resume? No.
I think you just let it go.
Yes.
We can probably skip the formal interviews when it's Batman. Simone, it's time to look at the news of the world.
Yeah, today in tabloids, it's the stuff kind of floating around out there, doing the rounds.
Today, Junior!
Today's the day!
Feeling it, we're feeling good, hey?
William and Kate expected to visit the bushfire ravaged town, so out through here, New South Wales.
Nice. So William and Kate are officially also leaving the royal family, but only on holiday to come and visit Australia. And then they're going to go back.
We might be able to have a brush with royalty.
Well, does it say where they're coming?
It'd have to be close.
Hasn't been revealed yet exactly where they are coming. But no, that would be nice. I'd like to go to the pub with Kate and Willie.
The official visit represents a morale booster and much-needed injection into the devastated local economies. So some good stuff there from the royals. Ariana Grande apparently kissing an unknown dude at a bar has made headlines.
I just love the kind of contrast in the stories.
I was going to lead with Ariana, but I thought, geez, you can't do that.
William and Kate coming to Australia to visit bushfire victims and communities that have been affected by the bushfires.
Mm-hmm.
Throw to Ariana Grande, who's just on a normal Saturday night.
Yeah. All right.
So do we know anything about this?
The headline has got that she rolled into a gastropub at around 1 a.m. last night with a crew of friends in tow, locked lips with a mystery man who might not even be that famous, apparently.
Oh, so he's just a man.
He's apparently some dude.
Should we speculate on who the man is?
We could.
Rumor has it he's an accountant who wears a hat.
I also want to mention that apparently there was a DJ playing. and she went up to him and asked him to stop playing her own music. So, like, God is a Woman was playing.
Mm.
She's like, just stop that. Like, I'm here. I don't need to hear my own tracks.
Fair enough.
Do you think?
Well, I mean,
because she's made it into a bit of an issue.
Okay, well, okay. So obviously she wants to sell them and all that sort of thing, and I get that. But yeah, if you imagine that from the artist's point of view, you know, they've written the song, they've recorded it, they've sat down, they've edited it, they've changed it, they've recorded it a million times. She must have heard that song 100 times or more.
That's fair.
In fact, actually, no, like thousands of times, because whenever she does shows, they have to just sing that song.
All right, let's roll.
It'd be nice to get a change. I mean, going to the DJ and requesting, you need confidence for that, and that's confidence I don't have, but confidence Ariana Grande probably has.
She's a confident girl. Let's roll through all the important stuff. So the coronavirus has now been dubbed COVID or COVID-19.
I mean, this could be completely wrong,
hmm,
but I feel that like that has been its scientific name the whole time, and everyone else who's not scientists has just gone with coronavirus because it's easier.
The World Health Organization says the World Health Organization.
No, you missed the joke.
Okay, sorry. Says
World
that the first
WHO.
Oh,
World
yes,
Health
it's an acronym.
Who? Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Says the first vaccine targeting the new coronavirus could be 18 months away.
Who said that?
The WHO.
Okay, we'll stop doing this now. It's just getting confusing.
U.S. Coast Guard has netted $500 million of cocaine drug bust. This has been out there in the Pacific Ocean, picked up 9,000 kilograms of cocaine.
Good job. Is this linked to coronavirus or different story?
Different story.
All right.
So they've been doing a two-month campaign against drug cartels in that particular ocean. Mm-hmm. Turns out there's a lot of cocaine floating out there.
Interesting.
A woman has been charged for feeding a deer inside her home.
Hang on. So she was charged because she was serving deer?
No.
Or no, there was an actual
deer.
There
was a wild deer that she semi-lured into her own home inside.
How do you semi-lure a home? The deer was just in the doorway going, oh, I don't know. Because either you lure the deer into your home and it's in your home, or you don't and it is outside. Yeah. There is a very thin line between in your home and not in your home.
So every Disney film ever, where there's like, you know, where they wake up in the morning and there's always a deer that helps them remake the bed and do the dishes?
What, 2 hours earlier there was someone luring them into the home?
Yeah.
And they got charged by the cops for doing just that.
Dark days from Disney.
And Simo, when was the last time you visited an art gallery?
Ooh. About a month ago.
Really, a month ago?
Yeah.
Recently?
New South Wales Art Gallery.
There you go. An art critic who does go to art galleries a lot more often than you and I.
Mm.
I was visiting one in Mexico City, but things didn't quite go according to plan.
Right, okay.
So this, it wasn't just sort of paintings on the wall. It includes sort of modern art and sculptures and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And one of these sculptures was the centerpiece, which he was not... Well, this is where reports kind of... It's unclear, but reports say he was unhappy with the centerpiece. He didn't like it.
Okay.
So he decided to put a can of drink onto the centerpiece and take a photo of it in a disdainful way, saying, oh, look, it's rubbish, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
However, in doing so, the can of drink obviously added a little bit of extra weight, only a little bit of extra weight to the centerpiece, and that was enough for this sculpture to completely smash everywhere on the floor.
Oh, dear. Did he manage to hold onto his taco?
Unconfirmed whether he was eating. Most art galleries don't allow you to eat whilst you're going around looking at the exhibits.
But he is in Mexico. Did this happen on a Monday or a Tuesday?
I have no idea what day it happened on.
If it's on a Monday, Mexican Monday, if it's on the Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
Well, it could have been Taco Tuesday. We don't know. But what we do know is that this centerpiece was shattered. And look, here's my gripe with this.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, he shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have put a drink on any form of artwork.
No.
And this sort of thing. And modern art, like, I mean, if you're into it, fantastic, brilliant for you.
Mm.
It's not my thing. I don't like it. I'll describe. So this centerpiece comprised of a glass kind of shape.
Yeah.
Which was suspended in the air. And inside this glass shape was a number of things, including a soccer ball and a stone.
Okay.
That was the centerpiece.
But what does
of
it
this
mean?
Thing. I don't. It's just a glass with a football in and a stone, and it's valued at over 28,000 Aussie dollars.
Mm, what's he saying about spherical objects?
I see. This is the point. Modern art. I can't get my head around modern art. Like, I went to a modern art gallery a couple of years ago, and it was the biggest waste of money I've ever spent in my life.
Mm.
You kind of walk into the first gallery, the first room, and there's just like a chair there with four folded bed sheets on.
What did that say?
I'm like, that's not art. That's just like, I've got one of those in my bedroom, but they're not folded. There's just sheets thrown on it. This is not art.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
God, are you really trying to get into the spirit of it?
I'm not someone that... It's like cryptic crosswords. Can you do them?
No.
Sudokus, or is it Sudoku?
No, I'm rubbish.
Yeah, see, it's just some people just get it.
I mean, some people will do... Well, not just that, because, like, there was another story a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where there was this big painting. This guy's done a lot of paintings and was showing them off.
Right.
And there was one of the paintings that was just... He just painted the entire canvas black. Just painted the entire canvas black other than two red dots kind of in the middle.
Right.
And I'd put it up, and art critics were going, oh, it's fantastic. Oh, the artist, he must have, the red dots represent anger in a dark sky or something like this. And then they asked the artist what was it about.
Mm.
They said to him, so those red dots, what do they mean? And he just said, red dots? Had a look and gone, oh, I must have accidentally splashed it when I was painting that one.
It's a double bluff, I reckon.
It's just, I don't understand.
I think it's a double bluff.
Maybe I need to get more cultured.
Maybe we could set you up with some paintbrushes.
Maybe we won't.
And then if you put together a bit of an artwork, I'll work on the symbolism after you finish and see if we can, like, get some critiques on it.
Look, I'll only do it if whatever I paid can be valued more than $28,000.
Oh, is that how much this thing was worth?
Yes.
Mate.
And Simo, it is time for Radio Survivor.
The game that is my life has become my life now.
Traditional Survivor, also known as TV Survivor, is back on the TV. Simo, you're a massive fan of this show.
Yeah, I'm eating nothing but coconuts and rice, and I'm not even on the island.
And you've decided that everyone here at Snow FM, not just me and you and Maddie who does the work there, everyone here.
Yeah, everyone.
Will be a part of Radio Survivor. So yesterday,
yes.
What did we do? We went to Tribal Council.
And we took votes to vote someone off of Snow FM.
Someone out of the office will be voted out.
Out of HR, admin, programming, the works. So I'm looking forward to the votes. Some people got into it more than others.
Some people got a bit too into it and started forming alliances.
Which is brilliant.
And would refuse to talk to me about other work-related issues purely because I wasn't part of their alliance.
Oh, so good. So if you are watching it, The Survivor as well, worth mentioning, you can't go too big too early in regards to gameplay. Like early on, it's still early on in the season. I think they're day 9 now on the telly.
So what, you just want to say, I'm casual, I'm friends, I'm just here for fun, you I'm just not have here to, for the money.
Yeah, so the people have been going nuclear and blowing up their own games, so you can't go too hard too early. But let's have a listen.
So these are the votes. So this one person from Snow FM Survivor is going to be voted out. These are the official votes.
I vote for Rick.
Right, so my vote is for Rick. I just feel like he is a loose cannon and very unpredictable. This is anonymous, right?
All right, well, we're voting people out of the radio station, apparently. My name's Gazza, and they dragged me in from my studio.
Hey, get on, you Gazza.
G'day, it's Rick here. Now, I'm voting for Joyce. That's Jordan, in case you didn't know. Why? Because you're freaking fruit, dude, that's why.
G'day, Jordan here. I'm voting for Beck because her name's easy to spell.
Got to whittle down that traffic department.
I'm in an alliance with some of the girls, but I feel like I'm going to have to vote for Emma because she's my biggest threat in this company. She rolls with the big bucks, and if she's gone, I can then make the big bucks. This is Rachel.
I'm going to vote for Matt because his name's easy to spell.
you and Amy, who is a sales rep here at Snow FM, both
just bad spellers.
Just voting for people because you can't spell long names.
All right, so there were all the votes. Now, what I should have been doing is paying attention to see who got the most votes.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I think I only got one.
Actually.
I only got one vote, I think, from Rick. I want to have a chat to him later about that.
Well, I believe we are going to have to go to... We're going to have to go to a challenge because there's an equal...
Who's equal on votes?
So Ems and Rick will be going to fire today.
Wait, we're going to fire one today?
No, so they have to... It's a fire challenge. So whenever there's, like, votes that equal out, it is the first person to make fire with, like... semi next to nothing.
You know how at the start of this we said that some people were more into it than others and some were too into it?
Yeah.
I 100% hold you to the fact that you are too into this.
Who hasn't been voted for yet, by the way? Just FYI.
That'll change. People of the office, I speak to you only. We know who to vote for next.
Yeah, it's funny that you say there's like alliances and stuff happening, but it's very fractured. It's all over the shop.
There's an alliance and then 30 seconds later someone goes, oh, do you break that alliance? Come over with me. And we're like, yeah, all right.
Enjoyable. Yep, so we're going to continue this. We'll see who is. I really hope out of everyone in this building, it's either you or I that end up as the sole survivor.
Simo will be voted out next.
You reckon?
Yes.
How good is that?
How good is that is what we're dealing with this morning and every day. Dropping some kind of big conversations around 17 minutes past 8 and, well, you've got the stock of all of these, right?
I kind of wrote all these up ages ago, so I can't remember any of them.
Mm.
So essentially we've got some kind of ethical, some kind of conundrum here, something that'll divide people. There's, you know, some like it, some don't.
All right.
Snow, we're going to go through them and decide whether we are fans or not fans.
All right, here we go. Here is number one.
Wearing shoes inside. 3, 2, 1, go.
In your own house or any house?
I think it just says inside.
Cool.
Which doesn't necessarily mean a house, Simo. Technically, we're inside now.
Okay.
And we're both wearing shoes. Hang on, I'm wearing shoes. I'm just going to have a quick look under the desk. So you?
I think you can do
Simo
either.
Simo is wearing shoes.
You can do either.
Ooh, either.
Yeah, you can go without or have.
So you're going to perfectly sit on the fence?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have no problem with people wearing shoes inside.
Mm. What about if they're dirty? What about if they're like football boots?
Then it's...
What type of shoes?
Slight issue there.
Although someone's been on the work site all day and got like construction boots.
If you're wearing sprigs on floorboards, you're a fool.
Well, yeah, if you're wearing studs on anything other than grass,
yeah,
you're a fool.
Rookie.
Like if you're trying to do tap dance, actually no, that might work. If you're trying to do ballet with footy boots on, it's not going to work.
And carpenters and people that deal with floors, all of a sudden a lot more work, a lot more cash to earn.
So yeah, shoes indoors, yes or no? Yeah, no sitting on the fence, yes or no?
Yes, you're allowed to wear shoes inside.
Yeah, I agree with yes.
How? In what world are people not?
I don't know. There might be another world.
Here we go. All right, here is the second one for this morning.
Washing your hands before eating. 3, 2, 1, go.
Again, that should be a yes.
Absolutely.
Washing your hands before eating. Now I think about it, I had breakfast this morning and didn't wash my hands beforehand. But that should be a yes anyway.
Have you ever considered, like, not, or have you ever not, and how have you felt about that?
Well, yeah, this morning I didn't wash my hands before I ate.
Right.
And to be honest, I haven't felt about it, I haven't thought about it until right now.
Because...
And now I am thinking about it, and I'm hardly disgusted with myself.
I actually had this thought during the week where...
Oh, a recent Simo thought.
Where you get up in the morning, right? Do you hop in the shower or do you wash your hands, like, the first thing in the morning?
No.
Because that's a lot of hours where you've been unconscious
and
your hands could have been doing anything.
Yeah, but you're lying in bed. It's not like there's like a...
Are you in control of your hands and what you're scratching and what you're itching?
No. But still, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like you're dealing with massive germs.
No, but, well, you don't know. You could have a, you know.
Okay, yeah, well, we should all just walk around with gloves on.
You know, sometimes you get those reverse pimples, like, inside your nose, you know, the blackheads, where they, like, grow the other way. So instead of growing, like...
What are you talking about?
So, like, you know, you're unconscious, so you're going to scratch any itch that's kind of happening, right? You've got no control.
Yeah.
And then you haven't washed your hands for like 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's nasty.
So the first thing you do when you wake up is wash your hands?
Well, I'm considering it now.
Well, the first thing I do when I wake up is rolling over and going back to bed.
Yeah.
Or checking the alarm and saying, oh no, it can't be that time already, can it?
But so you literally only go to wash your hands before a meal?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And after using the bathroom, which I think is general hygiene.
And if there is the opportunity to select between either hand sanitizer and a good old wash and a bar of soap, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm going both.
Oh, you doubling up?
Yeah. I hope that's not bad for me in some way.
We should probably check that out.
Well, there's a lot of time that we have to spend together doing the show.
Yeah.
But sadly, I mean, that could all be coming to an end.
Oh.
Because I'm afraid you've done something which I'm not thrilled about.
Mm.
and that I want to bring to your attention now.
You got to take the good with the bad, Jordan. What's happened?
All right, so now you got your phone there.
Yes.
All right, get your phone.
Yes.
And I want you to go to Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
And scroll to the message conversation that me and you have. I was just scrolling through everyone. All right, now scroll up to a message that you sent me on January the 26th, also known as Australia Day, at 2:58 p.m.
Yep.
Can you see what I'm seeing?
Yes.
So it says, so I had to go pick you up from the airport, and then you said, hopefully we can go to a popular juice place and grab something to drink. But I don't know if this shows up on your phone, but on my phone... It says Simo removed a message.
Yeah, it's a cool function, hey.
It's a cool function that you can do. You can delete a message that you had sent on Facebook Messenger.
That's right. Has it got you worried?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, you know, it's not saying yes is the thing.
Yeah.
So do you want to... I'm going to give you a chance now to come clean. Yep. Do you want to... Can you remember, can you reveal what message it was?
I kind of do.
Well, Simo, I've actually brought something into the studio with me today. It's down here. Have you even seen it? What's down here?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is... That didn't sound confident. All right, hang on. Let me just pick it up. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jordan's... Jordan's purchased some... is this the Nerf situation?
No.
Oh, is so something else entirely.
No, that's something else. That's for something else we're doing later in the week.
I never can tell with you.
So, Simo, this is my message undeleting robot.
Okay.
So what I will do... I'll give you a chance to come clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I can feed my phone into the robot.
Right.
And it will undelete the message and it will spit out what the actual message you sent me was.
Okay, cool. Now let's do that.
All right.
That sounds fun.
I mean, this was... Yeah. I mean, I was hoping you'd be more scared, not so much fun.
Yeah, it seems cool.
But all right, but if you insist,
what is the machine?
Well, I'll feed... It's a robot. It's right here. Can't you see it?
Okay.
Well, Simo, I will feed my phone into the message undeleting robot 3000, its technical name. Next, and then we'll find out what the message is.
Alrighty.
See if it is really the end of Simo and Jordan, or if maybe you just made a typo and wanted to delete the message.
It's funny you mentioned that.
Why?
Because... No reason.
I'm concerned now.
Foster the people now, calling it what you want. Here on Snow FM, Simo and Jordan.
We will find out what treason Simo has done next.
It's a cool function, hey, being able to delete messages.
Yeah, I mean, unless you've got a message undeleting robot, which I do. So that's kind of cool.
It's neg.
You sent a message to me over Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
And then deleted the message, which apparently you can do.
Yes.
Which I didn't know you could, but apparently you can. So I have decided to bring in my message undeleting robot.
Yes.
Which I just happen to have at home.
And I do remember what message I deleted now.
And we will... Oh, do you remember it?
Yes.
Okay, well...
Would you like that now? I reckon we do it after.
Well, we do it after.
Let's see the translation.
We've got the robot here. We might as well use it. I mean, it was very heavy. I didn't want to bring it in for no reason.
No, we'll use that. We'll just see how effective it is.
We know the robot's effective. We know it speaks the truth. Maybe it's you that's lying.
Okay, fair.
Okay, well, Simo, so, I mean, this message... So you sent me a message and then instantly deleted it. I don't know what it could be. I mean, maybe you were meaning to send a message to someone else and accidentally send it to me, or maybe you just made a spelling mistake or whatever. I don't know. But, I mean, I've got the robot here. I've got the message here. I'm just going to feed it into the robot. Okay, here we go. Calculating. 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 Still calculating. Complete.
Wow, that sounded a lot like you.
I know, it's amazing that. It's weird that. Now it does. Sounds amazing.
Really odd.
All right, it has printed out the message on a folded piece of paper. I haven't unfolded this yet, so I don't know what it says.
Okay.
So I reckon considering you sent it, you should be the one who reads the message that you sent and then deleted just to kind of come clean. You have to unfold the piece of paper.
Your robot even uses recycled paper.
I know, it really does. It uses recycled paper, which has got some office order form printed on the back of it.
Is it handwritten?
Well, no, because it's a robot. It can't write. All right, Simo, would you like to reveal the message?
This is really nice. Would you like me to read it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Reveal
sorry.
The message that you deleted.
Would you like... I can read it with, like, a bit more of a... Is that Get Lucky? There we go. Dear Katie, will you be my Valentine? You can come round to my place and we can watch my favourite episode of Peppa Pig, then do the tongue kiss. Love from your snuggle muffin, Simo.
Wow, that's interesting. So that is the message that you sent. So obviously you were meaning to send that to someone called Katie, not myself. Hoping that Katie would be your Valentine.
Well, I don't know any Katies out there, but...
Sure you don't. Sure you don't.
But if you're a Katie...
Who is Katie? Who is Katie?
I don't know.
I'm going to go through your Facebook and find a Katie. Who is Katie?
If you are a Katie and you are single, take that to heart. I'm happy to offer that. That's fine.
All right, just out of interest, what do you think the message said?
I know what it said.
Because obviously the robot speaks the truth, but what do you think it said?
So this is all over the fact Jordan's upset that I deleted a message that I sent to him... purely because it was critical information,
yeah.
Right? So what I sent to you was a 15:45 arrival in Canberra. This is for a drive-by pickup.
Yeah, so I was picking you up from the airport because I was going through Canberra.
Right. I sent the wrong time.
I see.
The first time. I sent the wrong time
to Katie.
Then I deleted it.
You got your dates wrong.
Yeah.
Because you want to go out with Katie and do... what is the tongue kiss? Would you like to elaborate on that or...
Change your name to Katie and you just might find out.
No.
Every morning stop on Snow FM and we are stopping. Literally, we're done. We're out of here.
But we'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. to do it all over again.
Hey, which Spice Girl were you?
So what are they? So there's posh, scary, sporty.
Yeah. Ginger?
Ginger.
Is it?
Scary, did I say that?
Yes. Chili? No.
Chili Spice? Old Spice? No, that's shampoo.
I was a scary Spice myself.
You were scary.
Yeah.
I'll go posh. Did I say posh?
Yeah, you're quite posh.
Did I say posh?
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'll be posh.
Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow.
Catch you then.